Republican Scott Souter of Abbotsford calls free housing and cars provided to some UW officials an outrage in light of the state's billion-dollar budget shortfall. Now Souter says he questions why it costs so much money to staff the house where UW System President Catherine Lyle is required to live.
Brittingham House, which is the UW System President's second house, the official residence, it costs $100,000 per year just to staff and maintain that house. For $100,000 to staff and maintain a free house for a UW System President, I think is a bit much.
Souter says university officials should pay for their own housing, and he plans to propose that free housing for any state employee be eliminated. However, UW Regent Fred Mose says presidents and chancellors are required, as part of their job, to live in official residences.
These people live in a fishbowl. The chancellors entertain the local opinion leaders and local leaders. They are able to entertain donors and alumni and students. And it would be asking too much for a chancellor to provide a house appropriate for that on their own budget. This is not a freebie. These people entertain and have guests in their homes continually. These chancellors work hard, and their lives are not their own. These houses are a small matter.
Most university presidents and many chancellors at colleges around the country live in university or state-owned housing. Mel Ballara, Wisconsin Public Radio.